The following audio is from our online article about Halloween at www.isawthelightministries.com/halloween.html. Announcement. Worldwide event on Halloween. All churches, all congregations, all assemblies, all denominations. I call upon you to fast this and every Halloween. Children are molested, animals slaughtered, and people are slaughtered for Satan every Halloween. This year we want to be on the battlefield for our Lord. Pray for a way of escape and rescue for anyone held against their will as sacrifice to the satanic forces. Also pray for the people involved in those demonic forces, groups, for them to come out of the darkness and come over to the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do what you can. Email all your friends, call all your friends, tell your pastor, tell the church down the street, have your church tell another church, hand out tracts, run an ad in the local newspaper, refuse to allow your kid to take part in this evil holiday of Satan. Meet at your local house, Bible study group or church and pray and fast together. You may think it's an innocent day, but as a person that was formerly involved in witchcraft and satanic groups, I can witness to you firsthand that the day is anything but innocent. I praise the Lord for delivering me and I ask the Lord to help you to help others to spread the gospel and the news of this event. Halloween is one of the high holy days in the practice of Wicca, sorcerers, and devil worshippers as well as being a secular observance. On this night, and nights leading up to it, law enforcement officials notice an increase in occultist crime and ritualistic killings evidenced by symbolic markings at the scene, excessive loss of blood in the victims, and organs removed in a certain manner in victims. It is a time of increased abduction of children and animals. The night before Halloween is called Devil's Night and comes with an increase of arson fires. Between 1996 to 1998, at least 45 people died and over 1,000 injured and millions of dollars of damage was done by arson alone in the name of Halloween and Devil's Night. Ephesians 5 verse 7 to 16. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Deuteronomy 18 verse 9 to 14. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations, which thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of times, and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The following two articles are from David Meyer of the Last Trumpet Ministries. I agree with him completely on this subject. I will add more with my own words when time permits. Halloween and the forces of darkness. Where did it all come from? October 31st is a day of ghosts, witches, goblins, and grotesque creatures. It is also a day of orange and black, of candles and jack-o'-lanterns. Costume parties and strange customs occupy the minds of Western civilization, and all of this seems to be intensifying every year. Children wearing every kind of costume imaginable, and some unimaginable, have been going for door to door for years at the end of October saying trick or treat and collecting bags full of treats. In recent years, Many people have been decorating their yards as cemeteries and making their houses look spooky. Even churches have Halloween parties and set up haunted houses as fundraising projects. Where did it all come from, and what does it all mean? Most people would say it is all harmless fun. Some would venture to say, if there is any witchcraft in it, it is white witchcraft. In order to truly answer both of the questions, where did it come from and what does it mean, we must go clear back to the origin of it all. Halloween has its origin in the British Isles about 1,300 years ago. In those days, there were many men and women who practiced a so-called nature religion known as Wicca. The word Wicca means wise ones. The word witch is derived from Wicca. The witches worked their spells and magic as individuals or sometimes in groups of 13 known as covens. Sometimes the witches and wizards worked as a triumvirate or power of three. The female Wiccan was known as a witch, and the male Wiccan was known as a wizard. The word warlock was not used by witches to identify themselves. It is actually a Scotch Gaelic word that means traitor. Satanists use the word warlock. The Wiccans were worshippers of the Earth Mother, the Sun, the Moon, and stars. Witches do not believe in Satan. The Wiccans or witches meet every Friday night at a gathering called an esbat. They draw a magic circle with a six-pointed star in it called a hexagram, from which we get the word hex. The coven of 13 stands skyclad or naked in the hexagram and work spells by chanting and doing rituals such as drawing down the moon. The full moon is sacred to witches, especially if it is on a Friday. It is considered to be even greater if the Friday is the 13th day of the month. 8 times each year, the witches celebrated a Sabbat, and the ritual work and spell casting was always done on the eve of the Sabbat. The Sabbats are Imbolc on February 2nd, the spring equinox on March 22nd, Beltane on May 1st, the summer solstice on June 22nd, Lugnasad on July 31st, the fall equinox on September 22nd, Samhain on October 31st, and the winter solstice on December 22nd, which is also known as Yule. Witches have special ways of celebrating for each Sabbat, and even though they do not believe in Satan, it is Satan who gives them the experiences they have and deceives them into thinking it is the forces of nature they are tapping into. Halloween is the most important of the 8 Sabbats in witchcraft and is known to the witches by the Scotch Gaelic word Samhain, which is pronounced Soin. It is believed that on that night, the barrier between this world and the next, known as the astral plane, becomes very thin. The witches believe that this allows spirits of departed ones to travel freely back and forth between the earth and the spirit realm. Thus, Halloween is the highest day in Wiccan witchcraft. On that night for many centuries, witches would work their magic and then have wild parties all through the darkness of that night. They would play games, such as bobbing for apples, because witches regard the apple as sacred. The witches would also tell stories from their personal diaries of spells known as their Book of Shadows. These ghost stories would start when the hosting high priest or priestess would say, "A witch's tale and a cup of ale for the host of our guests unseen." In those early days in England, there was another kind of witchcraft known as Druidism. The Druids were called Men of the Oaks and were a strange clan of men who dressed in white robes. The Druids worshipped Cir Nunnos, the horned hunter of the night. Halloween was sacred to the Druids because their sun god receded to the underworld on October 31st, which is why darkness increased and light decreased according to their reckoning. As darkness set in on October 31st, the clan of Druids would put on their white robes and hoods. They would carry sickles and Celtic crosses as they began a torchlight procession. At the beginning of the procession, a male slave was killed and dragged by a rope fastened to his left ankle. The Druids would walk until they came to a house or a village where they shouted the equivalent of trick or treat. The treat was a slave girl or any female to be given to the Druids. If the people refused to a girl as a treat, blood was taken from the dead slave and used to draw a hexagram or six-pointed star on the door or wall of the village. Spirits of the horned hunter of the night were invoked by the Druids to kill someone in that house or village by fear that night. If the house or village gave a girl as a treat, the Druids put a pumpkin with a face carved in it in front of the door or gate of that place. Inside the pumpkin was a candle made of human tallow to keep evil spirits away. Thus, the jack-o'-lantern was and is a sign that you have cooperated with Satan. The treats or female victims were taken to Stonehenge where they were raped and killed and then sacrificed on the sacred bonfire until only glowing embers were left. The bonfire is the origin of the modern-day bonfire. As a matter of luck for winter survival, all villagers were expected to use the glowing embers of the bonfire to light their hearths. As we can clearly see, Halloween is not harmless. Satan has people in our modern era mimicking the witches and druids of old. All of this is cursed of God. We live in a time when witchcraft is being revived. Movies are filled with witchcraft and numerous television programs such as Charmed are teaching witchcraft to millions. The Harry Potter books are likewise furthering the cause of Satan. Halloween is no joke and is not harmless fun. This evil holiday has no part in the life of a Christian. The Roman Catholic Church borrowed Halloween from the witches, which shows how blind they are. May God help you as you read this tract to avoid Halloween and warn others that it is strictly the invention of Satan and can never be anything but evil of the first magnitude. Witchcraft is very real but greatly misunderstood. I know because witchcraft goes back on the paternal side of my family for over five generations to Chesterfield, Massachusetts in 1770. My great-grandmother became a well-known witch in Wisconsin in the early days of this century. Caroline was a blind witch and used her fingers to read palms and also became adept at putting the hex on people. Many spooky things would happen in our family. Dishes would slide off from shelves, light bulbs would unscrew and fall to the floor, filmy apparitions would appear and vanish, and this sort of thing became a way of life. In one instance, my father was riding with my grandfather in a horse-drawn wagon, when a filmy white apparition appeared in front of the horse, causing the horse to rear up on its hind legs. Surrounded by electrifying fear, my grandfather cracked the whip and the wagon lurched forward and on its way. My father also watched in stunned amazement when, on another occasion, an unhitched wagon loaded with hay went up a steep hill by itself. Halloween was a special time for me, as I was growing up in Clintonville, Wisconsin. I had given my heart and soul to that day called Samhain, pronounced So-N. I had learned that the pagan Sabbat of Samhain was a time when the barrier between the mundane and astral planes was very thin and departed spirits easily crossed over. I also learned that the Roman Catholic Church copied and renamed all of the eight Sabbats. Not only had Samhain become Halloween, but the winter solstice became Christmas, Imbolc became Candlemas, Beltane became May Day, and Lughnasadh became Lammas. The vernal equinox was celebrated as Easter, which is always the first Sunday after the first full moon following the spring equinox. Halloween was my special time, when I felt drawn to become like my great-grandmother. I wasn't interested in the silliness of the Catholic Halloween. I wanted real magic. The so-called Christians were cursing themselves and their children by copying the craft that their tenets forbade. I knew full well that so-called Christians were copying what my spiritual ancestors had done for many centuries. The powerful witches, known as Grand Druids or Men of the Oaks, that lived in the ancient British Isles gathered at Stonehenge on October 31. These ancient witches practiced human sacrifice, hollowed out pumpkins and turnips, carving faces in them, and then used candles made from human tallow to illuminate them. The Druids played games such as bobbing for apples, as they floated in a tub of October ale. The Druids also practiced ritual sex known as the Great Rite, as the fires blazed forth in the darkness of the giant stone monoliths of Stonehenge near Salisbury, England. The apple was thought to be sacred, because when cut in half crosswise, the core would reveal the pentacle or five-pointed star. The five points of this star represented earth, wind, fire, water, and spirit. When I was 13 years old, I began to invite the spirits of my deceased great-grandmother into myself. Soon I began to acquire powers and became an adept astrologer and palm reader. I also practiced numerology and was becoming a very powerful witch. Many people followed me, and the advice that I gave them. I had achieved a great measure of success. By the time I was 19, I had reached my first goal. I was a powerful witch. Then, very suddenly, the realization hit me that I was making predictions without looking at my charts. I would blurt out predictions in minute detail, and they would come to pass. I became frightfully aware that I had become a sending station and was dispatching spirits to make my predictions come true. I predicted accidents and tragedies, and suddenly I became filled with overwhelming fear. I did not know it at the time, but a dear old woman had been praying for me every day for a long time. She had known my grandparents, and God used her to pray me out of darkness. I was completely disabled by fear, which God, in His mercy, allowed to come upon me. A friend that I knew in high school persuaded me to come to church with him. It was a small apostolic church. I soon found myself on my knees repenting, as I had now found a power far greater than all witchcraft. 1 week later I was baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I felt 50 pounds lighter, as many evil spirits fled from me as I yielded myself completely to my newfound friend, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Signed, with a prayer for you. End quote from by David J. Meyer of Last Trumpet Ministries International.